Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What you want to be is God's well-watered garden by the rivers of water. Hallelujah! Where your roots are not just getting some moisture, but when the tree is planted by the rivers of water, your root actually can get on into the stream. So you just got an unlimited supply. Hallelujah! And so you're moist and your leaves are green. And your branches are full and green and strong. And when a plant's that way, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and reaching out higher and farther and thicker. And the fruit. Oh, the fruit is big and luscious. And when it comes to its full cycle, what does it produce? A bunch more seed. Hallelujah. When the Word is working so fully in you and you're getting results, you begin to be the plant that is spewing out seeds into other people. They're hearing about and seeing what God has done in you, and then you're speaking the seeds of that, and it winds up getting planted in their heart. And the same thing God did for you winds up happening again. One kernel of wheat has the potential of eventually covering a continent and feeding nations. Does it? Given enough time and the right circumstances? Well, that's corruptible seed we're talking about there. Incorruptible seed. One seed. Well received. Well watered. Kept and allowed to develop over a period of months and years until it reaches its full maturity, has the potential for affecting whole families, whole neighborhoods, whole counties, whole states, whole nations. It's coming that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the whole earth like the waters cover the sea. The devil thinks he can hold it back, but he can't. He can't. Have you read the back of the book? He's a loser. Capital L. He's the biggest loser there has ever been. Oh, he thinks he can hold it back, and he's got a lot of people agreeing with him. Said, oh, the world's terrible. Everything's going down and going bad. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. These other verses have to come to pass. Said out loud, the glory of the Lord, will cover the whole earth like the waters cover the sea. And he does everything through his word. That word that he spoke all those years ago is a seed. Thank you, Father. Acts 17, are you there? Acts 17, verse 1. It says, when they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach to you is Christ. What's he doing? What's Paul doing? He's planting. A lot of these places, they hadn't heard any of this before. So he's planting. And if they had heard it, what else is happening? Watering. Watering. Planting, mostly planting, and some watering maybe. And verse 4, look at the response. Some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. Good results. There's a bunch of people received the incorruptible seed. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. One translation said loungers. Folks that just laid around and did nothing. How many know that's how you get in trouble?
That's right.
Laying around, doing nothing, looking for trouble. And they gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." So they are causing strife. There's division and envy. Are they carnal? They are completely carnal.
Yes.
And why? They didn't receive what Paul preached. So the harvest in their life is coming out. They have received the bitterness, the fear, the strife, and it's a seed. The devil wants to make you his garden. And the ground of our heart will produce whatever seed is sown into it, received and nurtured and watered. And so this is what was in them. And whatever's in you, if you keep watering it, it will grow until it'll start coming out of you. Just like a plant will only grow so much, then what's going to happen? It starts sticking out above the ground. And if it keeps growing, it gets bigger and bigger and influences more area. So they did not receive the word. They rejected the word. And that's one of the toughest things as a minister. When you see people reject the incorruptible seed of the word, and you know what it could do for them. You know it could get in them and change them from the inside out. But I've had people, Phyllis and I, too many times, look at us and go, I know, but I'm not going to. I know, but I just think, well, we just told you the word. Yeah, but I think. Yeah, but I believe. Yeah, but that's what the word says. Yeah, I know all that, but. What's happening? They are saying no. Don't put the word in me. I'm not letting that seed get in me. Man, I'm so thankful we let the seed of the healing word get in us. Other people mock it and scoff it. Well, it's not God's will. It is God's will. For everybody. So glad we let the seed of abundance get in us. Oh, people want to mock and make fun. Then they'll turn right around and ask you for money. They don't want the word, but they want the money. People mock speaking in tongues and gifts of the Spirit. I'm so glad we let that seed get in us. And we said, yeah, take it, water it. And we listen to it. Year after year, it's grown in us. And it just keeps growing in you. And it gets strong enough inside you. It starts producing the results on the outside of you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so it's grievous when you see people that need it so desperately go, no. I made up my mind. I think this. I believe this. I'm doing this. And what they don't realize is they may think they're looking at you, disagreeing with you, but we didn't write this.
That's right.
And they're disagreeing with God. They're rejecting His seed. They're saying, no, don't put that in me. I'm not accepting that. And if you don't accept that, the enemy's got a bunch of seed. He's ready to sow. And when you see people mad, hurt, bitter, resentful, they let bad seeds get in them. And they've watered them, talked about them, thought about them. Phyllis and I, we endeavor to water the good seed on a regular basis. I'll ask her almost every day, what are we excited about? And we start talking about some area of God's work or His will. And as you're talking about it, you're hearing it. And you're looking at it. And what you're doing, it's like getting your water pot out and going over to your plant. And going, okay, come on, baby, you can do it. Grow. You talk about it. You look at it. You listen to what the Word says about it. You fellowship around it, and you keep that seed moist and watered, and it keeps growing in you. And the bigger it grows, more excited you get about it, because you can just feel it pushing. You can just feel it. And the next thing you know, bloop, it popped out in a healing. It popped out in money coming in. Come on, can you see this? It popped out in wisdom and direction, knowing how to be led. Oh, praise God. If folks only knew, we wouldn't be able to get them in the house today. They'd be up all the way up at the strip hollering, put that seed in me. Get that seed in me. These guys, they wouldn't receive it. A bunch of them. But then look what happened. It said in verse 10, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. How you treat God's word tells what caliber of person you are. It says some of those folks were lewd men of the baser sort, loungers. How do we know that? Because of how they treated the Word of God. How they treated the Word showed who and what they are. What makes somebody noble, of noble character, of the higher quality? What makes somebody like that? How can you tell? These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. How? In that they did what? They received the Word with all readiness of mind. And they didn't just do it blindly. They searched the Scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. They didn't just shut it off and say, yeah, but this is how we've always thought, and mama and them and our denomination and our group and I can't. No, when they heard it, it sounded almost too good to be true. But then they thought, is that really in the Bible? And they opened up the Scriptures and they got to look and they thought, there it is. There it is. There it is. And they received the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says it works effectively, effectually in you that believe. Oh, somebody say, I receive the Word. I receive the incorruptible seed. And the Word is working mightily in me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.